Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did, that you stayed with me, because we got our good friend Barbara Welton back on the show. Barbara is an original member of the Brain Trust, and she's an outstanding member as well, and has been with us for since way back in 98, actually. She was first on our show. She is one of the top small business tax experts on the planet. She's written so many books on this topic, including 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2009. That's J.K. Lasser's book, by the way, published by Wiley, and also J.K. Lasser's Guide for Tough Times, and that's just a couple of the many that she's written, and she continues to crank out more and more information on these topics, and has her own weekly radio show as well, which I was honored to be on recently. Barbara Welton, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, and yeah, you're on last week, and it's archived, so people
All right.
can listen to the interview.
We had a great time, and tell the audience the name of the show and where they can find it.
It's called Build Your Business, and you can find it through my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
There you go. So, folks, check that out. Barbara's a busy lady. So, Barbara, what's on your mind these days? You're our tax expert. What's the news?
Well, what's the news is how Washington expects to pay for all its programs is tax, tax, tax. And who are they taxing? They're going back to the same well. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we're getting to the point now where they're going to be fewer than half the adult people paying taxes. Hmm. They're going to have no incentive to keep taxes low. It doesn't affect me.
Especially the level of the people that they're adding the taxes to.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Now the people considered rich are the very people who are the small business owners.
They're actually calling people, folks, this is preposterous. And look, if you, I understand that it's reasonable for a lot of folks in America to think that if you make $250,000 a year, you're rich. But that's not the whole story. And let me say this. If you make $250,000 a year, maybe you've got some cash, but you are not rich just by that one fact. And Barbara, but there are people in Washington who actually, and the news media, who actually are calling someone who makes $250,000 a year rich.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And the outrageous part in my mind is that they're not adding up all the taxes.
Right.
They're just focusing right now on the income tax.
Right.
But they fail to see that self-employed people, for example, are paying 15.3% of
right.
tax on all their net earnings.
Mm-hmm.
Any profit,
tax.
Regardless of what you do with it. You put 100% back in the business.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You're going to pay that to cover Social Security and Medicare tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tremendous burden. Then that
yep.
doesn't count.
On top of everything else.
On top of your state and local tax burden. So people, for example, in my neck of the woods, we're in New York, we pay a high income tax, which
right.
they've just raised on the top people. We pay high property taxes. They've hiked the sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
You put this all together, and you come to the conclusion, well, why work?
You put it all together in New York, and you're in Sweden.
Absolutely. Why work? And
yeah.
and I'm really very concerned about the whole disincentive.
Well, there's another thing, Barbara,
improve.
that I pointed out in a few months ago. I wrote a blog and an article about this and talked about it on the show. And I just painted a scenario of a typical small business family. I say typical, meaning shouldn't say that it's like everyone, but there are many like this family. The lady pulls in $75,000 of income from her small business. Her husband has a good job. Maybe he makes $100,000, and she gets $75,000 in profit that the business creates. That comes because she's a subchapter S or an LLC. It goes directly to their joint return. Well, guess what? That just made them rich, according to the government. They got $250,000 in earned income. But yet you and I both know the money that came from that small business didn't come in the form of cash to pay taxes. It's in inventory and receivables and equipment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So these aren't rich people, folks. When you got to, as you say, Barbara, you got to break this down. What taxes are they paying, and where's the income coming from, and what form is that income in? Is it in? And folks, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people like this. And you may be one of them. And Barbara's going to talk about this some more right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 43 after 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. Got lots of stuff you can do there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can check out our Brain Trust members, you can check out my blog, which is right there off the homepage. The knowledge base, askjim.biz, is right off the homepage. You got my newsletter there. You can subscribe to that. We'll follow you home with that and a lot of other things at our website. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 5 seconds or 1 minute or 3 minutes or 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's a good friend of ours and an original member of our Brain Trust and the smartest person I know, especially when it comes to small business financials and taxes and those kinds of issues. And that's what we're talking about right now, Barbara. Barbara, the way the government seems to think these days is, I want this new stuff. Oh, that's how much it costs. Oh, we don't have enough money. Oh, let's tax somebody. Now, that seems to be the scenario. Am I missing something?
No, you're not. And the problem is, if you take it from the crux of the matter, is we've got unemployment 9.5%, predictions that it's going to go higher. Who creates 60-80% of jobs in the country?
Small business. Right.
What are we doing to help small business? Nothing. Taxing them more. So, I mean, it just doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what needs to be done. The problem is that in my opinion, government is not working to get to really solve the problem. They don't want to solve this problem. This isn't the problem they want to fix.
There's another issue, Joan, Barbara, that I had somebody else on my mind. Barbara, there's another issue that's really a problem right now, and that is the CIT financing. CIT is the number one SBA lender in the nation. They provide SBA loans, I'll say it right in a second, for small businesses more than any other single organization. They're in big trouble. They're probably about to go bankrupt. I mean, they're looking into going bankrupt. I mean, this is not going to be... I just wonder, I don't know this, but I wonder how aggressively they're helping small businesses right now. I mean, small businesses have really, there's a lot of loan opportunity out there for them with independent community banks especially, but there are a lot of things working against small business owners right now, and I don't see the government doing a lot to help them. In fact, as you say, most of what's happening is actually being detrimental to small business.
Yeah, just for example, another issue of on the tax front is the fact that, again, this happens every couple of years, a lot of the tax breaks are set to expire at the end of 2009, and businesses cannot plan for the future unless they know what's going on.
Tell the audience how that works.
Well, one of the key breaks that is very important to many small businesses is the research credit. You get a credit for increasing your research budget. And many small businesses are involved in research, and the credit is very important to their operations, mm-hmm. and the credit is set to expire at the end of 2009, mm-hmm. as it has expired numerous times before. Congress will not make it permanent, or they have not yet made it permanent, mm-hmm. and what they do is they, every couple of years, extend it for another year or two. And
what are the chances they're
going to?
They're not going to do much tax break extensions in this Congress, are they?
Well, everybody's in support of this particular measure, but Congress is not focused on this issue right now. They're looking at a million other things.
But there are other taxes,
though. This sort of leaves everybody in the small business community high and dry.
There are more people, more small business owners who use the research tax credit than we think, but that still isn't a mainstream deduction, Barbara. There are other mainstream tax deductions that are going to be going up soon, too, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. Right now, there's a very big break for businesses that buy equipment. You can expense rather than depreciate over a number of years, mm-hmm. the cost of equipment up to $250,000.
Yep.
Well, this break only runs through the end of 2009.
This year, it's history if they don't renew it.
Well, it's not history completely, but it will drop by more than half. So,
right.
Or about half, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, for businesses, and we're not talking necessarily, I mean, any small business could use this if you're profitable, but for the slightly larger small businesses, this is a very important break.
Right, no question about it. And what about the death penalty? The death tax, the estate tax, that's going to go away. That's going to go away next year, isn't it?
Well, yeah, this is an unbelievable issue. The federal estate tax right now exempts $3.5 million worth of an estate. In 2010, there's not going to be any death tax. There's no federal estate tax.
So after this year. After this year, if you're going to, and folks, I've got my tongue in my cheek here. I'm just kind of teasing a little bit, but if you're going to die, if you need to die in 2009, I guess, don't you? Because after 2010, your estate's going to be taxed higher than it would be if you died in 2009.
Right. So in 2010, 2010's really the best time to die. After
2010,
that, the old estate tax rules are set to come back in.
After 2010?
After 2010.
Okay, so it's next year. All right.
Right.
So folks, think about this. We're making a joke about this a little bit, folks, to show you how preposterous our government has structured the tax laws. It's ridiculous. And we wonder why they can't solve any problems. Tin Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with Barbara Weltman. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, the author of many books on your small business taxes and deductions and finances, including J.K. Lasser's Guide for Tough Times. Barbara, that's one of your new ones, isn't it?
That's a new one, and I'm busy working on the 2010 editions of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes.
And tell us how we can find out more about you and your radio show and your books and all the stuff you do.
Well, you can please visit me at BarbaraWeltman.com, and you can follow me on Twitter.
What's your Twitter address? At Barbara Weltman?
Yep.
Okay, so check that out. And you got a daily tip, too, that you send out to everybody if they subscribe?
I send out an idea of the day, and you can sign up through my website and get it every day.
So check that out, folks. Lots of good stuff there at BarbaraWeltman.com. We're always glad to tell folks about it. And your show, they can hear your show on Monday afternoons on
WSRadio.com. It's live from 4 to 5 Eastern Time, but all of the segments are archived, and you can podcast them and listen to them at your convenience.
WSRadio.com. Okay, Barbara, wrap it up for us. What are some of the most important things that we need to know about tax planning for 2009? Sounds like we've got some tough decisions to make with regard to taxes over the next year or two.
Well, I think the number one thing that we as small business owners have to do is stay vigilant and vocal with everybody in Congress, and our local representatives to make sure that our tax burden isn't increased to pay for everything else, that there's no way that we as a segment can support everybody. We just can't.
The real rich people have ways of avoiding taxes, don't they?
Sure.
But the so-called rich small business owners, we don't have that ability because we're so busy making payroll.
No, we don't want to have a disincentive to create jobs and increase or grow our businesses. And I think that's just a key thing to our whole country. And we have to, it behooves us to stay on top of things, to know what's going on, and to be vocal about it.
Barbara, one of the things that's been bannered about recently is a VAT, a value-added tax, to pay for health care.
Yep.
Without any mention of abolishing the 16th Amendment, which gave rise to the income tax.
Yeah,
so
the anniversary passage was just this past week.
Yeah,
of the income tax provision. But the VAT tax, it's just going to be another layer of tax burden. It's not going to replace anything. It's going to be in addition to.
It's like they have in Europe, folks. You ought to go visit Europe and ask them, as I've done, and Barbara, I'm sure you have too. When I go over there, I talk to small business owners about their tax burden, and they have income tax and a VAT, value-added tax, on top of everything else. And they have all the other taxes and they're ridiculous. The numbers are ridiculous, and that's the kind of thing. If they pass a VAT, Barbara, that will give them a complete additional access to our money, to our wealth, to our income.
Absolutely, and think about how easy it is to tweak that kind of tax just to pop up the amount, to pop up the rate.
Oh yeah,
it's too easy.
And they will. And so the only way for I don't know if a value-added tax is the right thing for America, but I know it. I know it is not if we don't abolish the 16th Amendment.
Well, I think that we're failing to really consider the real side of the equation is not the increasing taxes, but the cutting expenses. As we as small business owners know, when you have limited resources, what do? You go back to your expenses and you cut.
Our government doesn't understand that, though, do they?
No, because they have taxing authority, and that's really a dangerous thing. And we're seeing it now because the appetite for new programs is so great. And as I said at the start, with so many people not subject to the tax increases because they're not paying any taxes, what's the difference?
So you're worried that the problem is that we have a majority of Americans who it's not going to bother them, and of course that's part of what our government's plan is, right?
Well,
doesn't it seem like that to you?
I'm not sure if that's the plan, but that's really the results. What happens is by increasing the number of federal tax credits that are refundable, you effectively create a negative income tax where more and more people are getting money rather than paying taxes.
Right. And that's becoming the majority.
50%, but we're moving in that direction, and that's what's so frightening to me.
Well said, Barbara. I know you'll keep us posted on that. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Give us that website one more time.
At BarbaraWeltman.com.
So check it out, folks. WELTMAN. Thanks, Barbara. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.